Sudan has dismissed as lies a UN report that it backed militia raids in Darfur, in which some 60 people died. The country's foreign ministry said the reports contained huge amounts of manipulation and had a lack of credibility. We spoke to the director of policy analysis and communications at the group Africa Action, Anne Louise Calgan. She says there needs to be more international pressure put on the Sudanese government over the Darfur issue.
We don't think that there is international pressure that is sufficient taking place at this time. And I think what's quite clear is that the situation on the ground is continuing to deteriorate. As recently as last week, the UN came out with new reports speaking about new large-scale and very brutal attacks against civilians in camps for internally displaced people. And this is a growing pattern of attacks and escalating strategy on the part of the Sudanese government, which is working with its proxy militias. And the situation on the ground is certainly getting worse by the day, and there is a real need for new international pressure that can succeed in putting a protection force on the ground that can protect civilians and humanitarian operations. And the current mandate of the African Union force is really not sufficient. The African Union has shown some very important leadership in Darfur, but the fact is that its force on the ground has been overwhelmed and under-resourced really from the beginning, and there has clearly been a need for a larger international force that can stop this genocide and protect the people of Darfur.